here's a story from The World.
The powerful deluge came without warning, killing at least 30 people. On Sunday, in the northern Indian state of Uttarakhand, a glacier crashed down a mountain slope and through two dams, sending an enormous surge of water and debris downstream into towns and villages. Arun Shrestha has been following this closely. He's with the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development and joins us from Kathmandu, Nepal. Arun, theories have been evolving about what caused the collapse of this glacier and the avalanche of water and debris that followed. What is the current thinking about what triggered this deluge?
The most important thing is to, you know, find if there are still some more survivors and try to rescue them. So that is the most important thing.
Right.
Understanding the mechanism, you know, what exactly happened is very important to prepare for the next time. I have to speak with a little bit of caution here that at the moment, I cannot exactly say what has happened there. There are several hypotheses. Now the indications are that a mountain slope, which was earlier covered with ice, now also with ice, but less amount of ice, not an active glacier to say, a huge mass out of it fell down quite dramatically and caused this event.
Even if the exact cause of what happened is not yet clear, we do know that glacial melt can cause flooding, and the glaciers in this region are melting quickly because of climate change. How big of a liability are these unstable glaciers for human safety, just generally?
Agreeing to you, Marco, that in some way the event is related to the fragile landscape and probably the rapidly changing environment, which could be related to climate as well, right? And the retreating process, shrinking process of glaciers. It is very important to understand what's happening there, how the glaciers are changing, and what kind of hazards they are creating. For example, formation of glacial lakes. But then again, it is very important to understand the risk factors also, what is there in the downstream in the impact area.
Explain what you mean, what could be downstream in the impact area, like towns and villages, for example.
Right. So it is not only the biophysical environment which is changing in those areas. The socioeconomic environment is also very dramatically changing. For example, more and more settlements are being, you know, developed. There are more, you know, houses. And of course, hydro dams, hydropower-related dams and other hydropower-related infrastructure are being developed in a rapid manner.
With the sheer fragility of the glaciers upstream, many scientists, as you know, have been warning that large hydroelectric projects might further destabilize the environment there and pose unanticipated risks. Do you see that as a factor in this case?
In general, if you have a big hydro dam, particularly if it is in this kind of very fragile environment, where possibilities of outburst floods are there, you know, something hitting the dam and breaking it, that could release a huge amount of water, and that would mean much bigger event than glacial lake outburst flood. Yes, so these are possibilities. But what I would like to say is that, yes, before planning such large infrastructure in this kind of environment, very careful planning has to be done. And the whole landscape has to be looked at from this angle. What are the hazards? You know, what are the possible impacts of those hazards? You know, and then if there are, you know, hazards which cannot be managed, I think some alternatives should be drawn.
Arun Shrestha is a regional program manager at the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, speaking with us from Kathmandu. Arun, thank you for talking with us about the possible causes of this disaster in the Himalayas. Really appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Marco. Thank you.
From PRX.